Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Over the last week, clerks around Wisconsin have been putting their election equipment to the test. It's a common practice. They've been doing it for years. But these days, they hope inviting the public to see it all for themselves helps prevent misinformation. Mike Moen reports.
According to the Wisconsin Elections Commission, all municipalities must conduct a public test of their electronic voting equipment within 10 days of each election. Algoma City Clerk Aaron Miller describes it as a pretty detailed run-through.
We will take the voting machine out of the vault, and we will go through the whole process of putting the cartridges in the places where they're supposed to go, adding the safety seals, recording the safety seals, and then putting the test ballots through the machine to ensure accuracy.
In a recent Gallup poll, 57% of Americans say their confident votes for president this year will be accurately counted. However, partisan gaps have widened, with faith and accuracy waning among Republican respondents. In a battleground state like Wisconsin, Miller says these tests are important so administrators can show how consistent they are in overseeing elections. She says they're a good training opportunity, too.
I have my poll workers put a blank ballot through so they can see what happens, you know, with the machine. I have them put a ballot that somebody maybe happened to overvote in a certain selection, so they can see how the machine is going to react to that.
If something abnormal pops up during testing, state law requires local clerks to remedy the situation before voters can use that machine on election day. Administrators around the country have said they're relying on aging voting equipment, with calls to boost federal funding for that type of infrastructure. Miller says her team is lucky because their machines were recently upgraded. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz. Is there a growing frustration? Chris Middleton is still not ready to play following ankle surgery this summer. Head coach Doc Rivers.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. So there's no frustration like in him. And there's nothing you can do about it.
College hoops, the Badgers men's team at home tonight at the Kohl Center against the Montana State Bobcats. NFL, the Packers had the bye week. The coaching staff reviewing the loss to the Lions. Matt LaFleur frustrated. He had to use up some timeouts early in that game.
There were a couple situations, like I was upset that I had to burn a timeout on a short yardage call that obviously got stuffed. Credit to Detroit. They did a few things that kind of kept us a little bit off balance. To me, it always starts with a plan and trusting your plan. And so you got to make sure your plan is a better plan.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't see.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you're just joining us, Sandy and I, kind of covering some things, and we began the show talking about what Democrats need to do to rebrand themselves and some other things. But our phone lines are full, as always, and so we're going to go right back to the phone lines. Let's go to Ann. Good morning to you, Ann. Thank you very much for calling. You say what?
Hi. I'm a retired educator, and there's always a consequence to what you do in life. And these people that voted for Trump are going to have a consequence, and that's called Project 2025. So if CJ is acting like people are calling him names and saying all these hateful things to him, when that's all the Trumpism is hate. They wear shirts that say, our government sucks. Well, geez, now maybe some of us Democrats can borrow those shirts from them. I just get so tired of it because they're going to get exactly what they wanted, their tariffs, racialness, slurs, all the stuff that they promoted. And all these weak white women that couldn't stand up for us, I hope they get exactly what they voted for. They have daughters. Shame on them. That's just the way I feel.
And where are you from?
I'm from Chippewa Falls.
Well, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what? Brendan? All right, let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Thanks for taking my call, Earl and Sandy. I've been on hold for 58 minutes. I'm excited to talk to you because while you've been telling us Joe Biden's such a great president and Kamala was such a great candidate, there's now 10,000 Korean troops fighting with Russia in Ukraine against Ukraine. So now that Kamala's got all kinds of time on her hands, maybe she can start doing the things that she said she was going to do for the last three
years. Hey, CJ, let me ask you something. So it's Kamala Harris's fault that 10,000 North Korean troops are fighting on the side of Ukraine, Russia. Explain how that happens, and explain how that's her fault. You spewed it. How's it her fault?
Last one in the room with President Biden. Can I finish?
No. Respond to what I just said. No. If you want to continue, respond to the statement you just made and back that up with facts.
because she's supporting their president by voting with him, telling him, advising him, yes, she is partially responsible for the 13 soldiers that died in it.
Enough of that. Let's go to Julie from Jackson. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Good morning. I just wanted to tell you guys that, you know, I've enjoyed listening to you, and I actually started listening about 2 years ago because I kind of wanted to see if my mind could be swayed from my lifetime of Republican, you know, backing Republican and what I believed in. And it didn't sway me, but I've enjoyed the conversations we've had. I'm not going to listen anymore because it's just too bad. I can hear the angst in your guys' voices that when Tom called today, I feel really bad for Tom. He just sounded so distraught, and there's so much more in our lives that we have to be thankful for, and I don't know. I just...
Hey, Julie, my response to you would be this. Had Donald Trump lost, you would be having a different refrain. I've listened to you. We appreciate you joining the show. But clearly, you know, your response today is from the perspective of somebody who, you know, clearly, as you stated, is a Republican person. On Sandy and my show, we do something that Republican radio doesn't do, and that's to allow the other side to have a conversation. You know, so when you talk about, you know, how things seem to have, you know, gone from the perspective of those of us on this side of the aisle, I think we do something that conservative radio has never done and will never do, and that's to offer people on the other side an opportunity to have a conversation.
Well, and also, I don't quite understand tuning out because I think the show is about more than politics, hopefully. And while the election season has saddled us with the opportunity and sort of the obligation to talk about it 24/7, that isn't going to be the case going forward. But there's going to be policies to talk about and things to agree with and disagree with. You know, I disagreed with the Biden administration on their Ukrainian policy at the beginning of the and prior to the invasion by Russia into Ukraine, and have continued to be skeptical of our foreign policies. And so we aren't just negative about administrations, whether based on their party label. And, you know, it could be that Donald Trump will propose things that are worthy of applause. But we have to wait and see, right? We have to find out. But there's more for the public to talk about than Donald Trump as president, than simply a critique from a radio show that would take only a negative posture. And so that hasn't been the way we've operated. We didn't operate that way from 2016 to 2020.
Earl, why is it that you think you know how I would act if Trump lost? I actually thought Trump was going to lose.
Well, because, you know, I can only go by what the conversations you and I have had. Okay? And... You know, you clearly stated basically that, you know, we talked about Donald Trump in a negative sense, and you were there to defend him at every turn, which you have a right to. But when we would point things out, it bothered you about it. And so anyway, it's neither here nor there. You know, we thank you very much. We hope that you'll continue to listen. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jean from McClare. Good morning to you, Jean. You say what?
Oh, good morning, guys. Yeah, it's a very sad day in America, and I agree with Tom 100% because all of the propaganda that I got at my house, and I'm in a rural area, was from the AFP Action, the Americans for Prosperity. Every filthy ad that I saw nonstop, because I don't have cable, was from the Americans for Prosperity lying about the candidates. And I know they were lying because I've been doing the research. I've been watching for a long time, following Alec, following Walker, following the big money that put a lot of money and lies and propaganda in the state of Wisconsin, got the people in, wrote their laws, and I thought, this is so odd. So then I started checking out other states, because there were times when Scott Walker was in office when people didn't even know who wrote the bill. And here they were going down to meetings with Alec. And it's like, whoa, this ain't good. So then I looked up North Carolina. Same thing there. Iowa, Ohio, same thing there. And this is what is running our country. They're letting Trump lead for a while, folks. I hope you pay real good attention to your role model there, the guy who puts his name on the Bible. And I'm saying this honestly because I am not a member of a party. I have never been, and I've been an equal opportunity critic. But I have never seen anything like this in my life. We finally got a little bit of handle on Wisconsin, but it went nationwide. How did it go nationwide? The Green Bay sweep. Woo! Yeah, the Green Bay sweep.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles.
Hey, good morning, guys. So a couple of quick points for Gary and Julie. I wonder, Julie, if maybe Tom could be upset because he's a gay man and the bashing against the LGBTQ community throughout this, the Hope running for president has an effect on him as well as other people. So he has probably a right to be upset. For Gary, the whole thing with Hitler didn't come up until it was reported that J.D. Vance, outside of other horrible things he said about Donald Trump, was the one that started the thing saying that he was America's Hitler. And when you guys started off the show talking about the 15 million people that didn't vote, I also wonder if part of that could be, as well as voter suppression, purging people off the rolls, this added that people
became frustrated.
Don't want to see a woman president.
Yes.
In the United States yet. Because I know when Barack Obama won, my mom's aunt, who lives in the South, she's older, and first thing came out of her mouth was, he's a black man. What does he know about being a president? And so I wonder if this whole thing of, well, we can't elect a woman because she can't do the job. Those are just my points for today.
They're great points, Charles. Sandy, you quickly before you mentioned that maybe still in this nation, having a woman, seeing a woman in it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do think that the failure of a couple of women candidates who have, you know, who
good
ran,
candidates,
very capable candidates, and the failure of this one in particular surprised me a bit, and I think it might have had to do with an unwillingness on the part of America.
All right, 855-752-4842. Hang on. We'll be right back. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google, it says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
I was taught to fight, taught to win. I never thought I could fail. No fight left, or so it seems. I am a man whose dreams have all deserted. I've changed my face, I've changed my name.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You know, it's Thursday, and my co-host Sandy, who's that music?
That's Peter Gabriel's album, but that was Sting. It was the male singer. Don't Give Up was which was the message I was intending with respect to the song.
You know, I want to say that you and I had a lot of things we wanted to talk about this morning. We haven't been able to get into all of those different things. They were all germane to the election and the outcome. But we're going to do what the callers want us to do, and we're going to stick with the conversation that we're having. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. Thank you. You say what?
Good morning, and once again, a really fine show. I was very offended by Gary, who said, "I told you so." We never, ever, ever said that about his party. But I think that is something we might resurrect in the future. Because if Donald Trump is going to put more money in the pocket, fine, I want to see that. I want to see the wall go up. I want to see the deportation. I want to see everything that he promised. He's better produce in these next 4 years. And if he doesn't, Gary, and I hope you're listening, because then Earl doesn't have to say that, because he's a fine gentleman and he would never say that. But I'm not. And I will say, I told you so, Gary. And to see, I'm going to cover you, Earl. And I can't even wrap my mind around the fact that Donald Trump has called every woman every filthy, dirty name in the book. And he has let people call the people of Puerto Rico garbage.
Yes.
And Haitian people are eating cats. And yet he's offended that he called him a fascist and a Nazi. Get over it, Gary. This is, put your big boy pants on and be a man.
Susan, thank you very much. You're my hero. I love Susan. Welcome back. Let's go to Cassandra from Middleton. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Hi, Earl and Sandy. Thanks for taking my call. And I enjoyed listening to Susan, who spoke just ahead of me. And, you know, I would like to make a point that I was not going to talk about, but Susan just reminded me. You know, she made the statement about how at the Madison Square Garden rally event, one of the speakers made some very disparaging remarks about Puerto Ricans. And as I was listening to many people on the television, reading news reports about it, as a Black female, I was not offended by it because the spaces that I walk through in my everyday life, I have to deal with those kinds of microaggressions every day. I must do business with people who I know do not approve of me or who do not feel that I belong in the social places that I travel in. And so I would just like to say this particularly to whites who want to point out Trump is a racist. He's a sexist. He's all of those isms. Those of us who are members of that particular group, this is our everyday experience, and we have to conduct transactions with these people. Now, what I called about was the 14 million missing votes in the Kamala Harris campaign. And the Democratic Party, they need to run across tabs and locate some of those people because they could find them who voted this election cycle and who did not vote, and get some answers on why did these people sit out. Now, I know in the Black community, there was what was called the couch movement. There were some people, they could not vote for the Democratic Party, and they really couldn't bring themselves to vote for Trump, so they chose the couch. Were these the couch sitters, or were these people who just did not want to vote? I don't have the answers, but if the party is going to recover, they need to find out why 14 million people walked away. So that's all I have, and you guys...
Hey, Cassandra, well said. Very well said, all of it. Sandy?
No, absolutely. I mean, there's got to be lessons learned evaluation here, and, you know, ultimately, the American political process is about representing the people and what the people are interested in. I mean, it also involves leadership and helping the people understand what they maybe should be interested in. But going out and finding out what the people are thinking and what the people are motivated by or weren't motivated by is a very important part of the democratic process. And the Democrats would be foolhardy if they didn't carry out a heavy duty due diligence to find out what happened.
You know, she was on point with everything she said, as many of our callers have been. So guys, hang on, 855-752-4842. You know, it's the Earl Ingram Show with my co-host Sandy Williams and you.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Over the last week, clerks around Wisconsin have been putting their election equipment to the test. It's a common practice. They've been doing it for years. But these days, they hope inviting the public to see it all for themselves helps prevent misinformation. Mike Moen reports.
According to the Wisconsin Elections Commission, all municipalities must conduct a public test of their electronic voting equipment within 10 days of each election. Algoma City Clerk Aaron Miller describes it as a pretty detailed run-through.
We will take the voting machine out of the vault, and we will go through the whole process of putting the cartridges in the places where they're supposed to go, adding the safety seals, recording the safety seals, and then putting the test ballots through the machine to ensure accuracy.
In a recent Gallup poll, 57% of Americans say they're confident votes for president this year will be accurately counted. However, partisan gaps have widened, with faith and accuracy waning among Republican respondents. In a battleground state like Wisconsin, Miller says these tests are important so administrators can show how consistent they are in overseeing elections. She says they're a good training opportunity, too.
I have my poll workers put a blank ballot through so they can see what happens, you know, with the machine. I have them put a ballot that somebody maybe happened to overvote in a certain selection so they can see how the machine is going to react to that.
If something abnormal pops up during testing, state law requires local clerks to remedy the situation before voters can use that machine on election day. Administrators around the country have said they're relying on aging voting equipment, with calls to boost federal funding for that type of infrastructure. Miller says her team is lucky because their machines were recently upgraded. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. According to Yahoo News, Michael Jackson got into a fight with Tupac Shakur when he came to the defense of Khadijah Jones, daughter of recently deceased music icon Quincy Jones. Sources say Jackson was present when Tupac, who was dating Khadijah, called her the B-word. Jackson, who was like an uncle to Khadijah, had words with Tupac, then the two squared off, and supposedly Jackson got the better of him. It's unclear whether or not it was a dance-off. During an interview on Conan O'Brien's podcast, beloved actor Tom Hanks dropped one of George Carlin's 7 words you can't say on TV. Hanks used the 5th word in the 7-word sequence, well worth a Google, when referring to a critic who panned his new film, Here. Hanks added that the same critic panned his directorial debut years ago, That Thing You Do, and just a few months ago called it a cult classic. Hanks did have a lighthearted tone when he dropped the CS bomb to Conan and said, that's what we signed up for. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santo. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Let's go to Robert from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Robert. You say what, sir?
Good morning. I just want to make 2 points. One is systems and structures. Donald Trump should have never even been allowed to run in this election. You know, we saw failures at every level of government, from McConnell not letting his members that wanted to impeach him the second time for his activities of January 6th, to Merrick Garland, to Josh Call, to Dana Nessel in Michigan. I mean, the list goes on and on. All these judges that let him delay. This guy should have been in a jail cell, not running for president. But putting that aside, if we look at the election, I just want to talk about demographics real quick. I thought it was laughable when they were talking about, well, the black male vote is down. And it's like the black male vote has been, you know, 80%+ for years. The real issue with this election was white women. It was the same as in 16, 52% of them voted for Donald Trump. It's been about 52% this time as well. So that was a piece. And then the other big piece that people need to realize is the groups that traditionally turn out for the Democratic Party, they've changed. We can't count on baby boomers anymore. The bigger group is the millennials and the Gen Zs. I'm actually going to the third funeral this year. It's my second aunt, my mom. They're all baby boomers. That can't be where the vote is. So when they talk about this bro vote, the party needs to understand that, whether it's the men's right agreement or MGTOW, men going their own way. You have a whole segment of the population called passport bros. So the divide between women and men is getting wider in this country. It's not getting closer. So if women really want to see a woman in the White House who's competent running the country, they need to come out and vote for her. It's women not supporting women. And that's like the ugly truth no one wants to talk about in the country.
Robert, man, all of our callers, Sandy, have been added, brought something of value to the conversation. And Robert, Sandy and I are baby boomers. I agree with you. That whole thing about baby boomers, you know, and our numbers are dwindling.
Well, I just think the Democratic Party has a serious, I mean, to say messaging sounds like it's PR only, but focus and messaging problem that they need to address, and they need to make sure that what they focus upon and what they articulate and message is appealing to a broad array of people that transcend gender and age and also geography. We can't be an urban party. We can't be simply a party of color. We can't, you know, there's all these things that the Democratic Party has to be concerned about in terms of having a broad appeal and making sure that they're providing value to a broad range of people. And by that, I mean Tom, Dick, and Mary, primarily the party, the people in this country who feel the pinch, which are working people, people who live paycheck to paycheck.
A texter asked, what about voter suppression? Why are we forgetting? Voter suppression is real.
Well, it needs to be quantified. We need to figure out the extent to which people of the 14 or 15 million people who didn't vote, how many of them didn't vote because it was made more difficult for them to vote and they were suppressed. I mean, that's another matter of inquiry, but we shouldn't speculate about it. There's no question that strategically the party that was victorious, part of their strategy has been to squelch votes. And so the vote was apparently reduced, and the question is, was it squelched?
Very well said again. Let's go to Troy from Mount Hope. Good morning to you, Troy. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I called up because of Julie's call, you know, and she mentioned the angst in Tom's voice. You know, I've said before on this show, I'm just a straight white guy. A lot of Trump's policies aren't going to come after me. But I don't blame Tom for having angst in his voice either, because, hell, they're coming after him, and blacks they're coming after, and Latinos they're coming after. So I can't imagine somebody, and women, and I can't imagine somebody saying to a guy like Tom, why do you have angst in your voice? When they're going to be coming after him.
Hey, Troy, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Don. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl, Sandy. Yeah, I just wanted a little quick response to this. Julie, she said that she wasn't going to listen to your show anymore. I think that's what I heard. Enjoy your show. I enjoy both of you fellas. And you, right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys. And number two, you guys just uplift me in a lot of different ways. I don't know what I'd do without you guys. That's all.
Hey, Don.
Thank you.
Let me say this to you, man. You know, I enjoy you. We enjoy you as well, as we do all of our callers. You know, that's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. And we're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Really quickly, when you say the vote is squelched, I am not sure what you're...
No, I didn't. Actually, David, I didn't say the vote was squelched. The caller called in and said they thought that we should be talking about voter suppression. And my answer was, well, we need to do a factual inquiry to find out whether there were voters who felt suppressed or squelched. I didn't assert that there was. There simply was, however, factually, a significant reduction in the number of people voting. And there is no question that the Republican Party's part of their strategy, their announced strategy, is to make voting more complicated and more difficult.
So my question to you, Sandy, is all 50 states, she underperformed in all 50 states, Democrat and Republican.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that it was the result of suppression. I simply responded by saying there needs to be a factual inquiry to find out how much, if any, of the 15 million people who didn't vote might have felt suppressed. But there's no question in my mind that there are some people for whom voting has been made more difficult who probably didn't vote. I don't know how many they are, and I don't know how much they accounted for. But I think the Democratic Party needs to do an analysis to figure out why the results were as they were, as you want to describe them, in all 50 states.
Well, at the end of the day, I feel that if you look at the amount of people that actually switched over, the Democratic Party lost a good chunk of the Hispanic votes. And they made huge inroads, the African-American vote. There was a good chunk that actually went Republican.
Yeah. No,
and
there's there, – you're
people,
right.
When
yep.
people – I mean, so – and I know that in the past, there were, Earl, you made a mockery of people that said, there can't be that many that are going to do that. You know, at the end of the day, now that you see the result, you may have to have a, reconcile – as to, okay, well, how did that happen? Why did that happen? Because it did happen.
Well, so let me say this to you, David. As an African-American man, the majority of the black vote overwhelmingly went against Donald Trump and Republicans. And yes, there are clearly some African-Americans, mainly what I understand, who supported Donald Trump, religious people, and they believe that abortion is wrong. And so that's why the numbers of blacks who voted more for Donald Trump was not single black males because they're against the Democratic Party. It was an organized effort of black religious leaders who were opposed to abortion. That's just a fact.
The other fact is that the majority of African Americans that did vote for Trump were younger voters. So the older voters...
No. You know, you can't back that up. I know for a fact that the what I was able to garner in the churches and in the conversations I've had with people in the know, it wasn't that they were younger voters, because younger black males don't vote in overwhelming numbers. It was the clergy. It was the black church. And it was the fact that in many instances they're opposed to, just to be frank with you, homosexuality and abortion. So that's where the numbers came from, Dave.
Well, I'm telling you, I read the New York Times.
I don't care what the New York Times says.
I read the demographics as to what that result was. Older African Americans still were like over 90% for Harris, but the younger generation, they were not. It was not as nearly as lopsided, I guess. I'm not disagreeing with you that the majority are still doing what have you, but it's the numbers are changing.
Okay, so let's do this. Calvin has the stats. Calvin, if you please.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so Trump, black men voting for Trump. Donald Trump gained 1%. He went from 19% of black men voted for him in 2020, 20% voted for him in 2024. For black women, 9% voted for Trump in 2020. That fell to 7% in 2024. So I'm not denying that there a demographic shift happened, but it didn't happen in the black community.
Well, where did you get your source from, I guess, is my question.
This is from the local NBC Washington. It's not, like, I guess I don't understand why, how that is relevant.
Well, I mean, it's a very quick return on stats, and I'm not sure that the dust has settled enough to actually have accurate stats. This is all based, I would guess, on exit polling that was done by a variety of different groups. NBC did exit polling, and New York Times probably did as well. But there is no database that would give this information on November 7th.
Correct.
And, okay. All right. So we needn't argue about what we'll be arguing about is all different kinds of polling data. But there's no question, Trump won the election. And there were some demographic groups that leaned more in his direction than have leaned in his direction in the past, and it has to be examined and understood.
Well, like I said, the polls were, again, you know, they were woefully incorrect once again.
On both sides.
Well, actually, I'm not sure how woefully incorrect they were, because they all operated within the margin of error in their reporting.
All right, thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. We're still here.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so
point for me.
Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best coworkers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
With hey, makeup. Do I rate?
You absolutely... I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-855-752-4842. Let me read this text, and then we'll get right back. It wasn't the black church. She was in the black church. Black men want to make money, and it's number one, immigration, number two, prison reform. 45 let brothers out of jail, and three, and black men are feeling like Dems are elevating women over them. Don't read traditional media. Get into podcasts and YouTube channels, and you see where all black men trending towards wanting to be more masculine. Okay, let's go to Mike from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Morning, Earl, Sandy. My question's for Sandy, I think. In 64, I was in the service. I had to take an oath to the Constitution. Is he required to take an oath to the Constitution? And if he does, can he overturn the damn thing?
Well, yeah, the presidential oath is to uphold the Constitution. In fact, I think all federal officers are required, including in the military, are required to take that same oath. And I think those people who scratched their head about the January 6th insurrection scratched their head because it appeared that Donald Trump at that point was operating in quite a contrary direction. But in terms of the notion of him suspending the Constitution, I mean, you can't do anything in the office of the president that isn't permissible under U.S. law. The only time I'm aware of that constitutional rights get suspended is what could be a time of martial law, when certain individual rights can be suspended, and we'll be watching carefully. I hope our military is very concerned and careful about whether they would honor an order that would be the imposition of martial law.
Thank you, Mike. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Eric. You say what, sir?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I was just wondering if I missed the memo stating it's perfectly fine to intentionally mispronounce Vice President Harris's name. How is this not childish behavior? And have they no shame? And honestly, normally Robert's pretty cool, but 60% of white men chose the GOP nominee, at least. And he's throwing white women under the bus. I mean, these folks, a lot of your callers want to blame anybody but white men today. Like Calvin had said earlier, you know, black voters move by 1%. White men in a much larger block move more. And like Dr. Craig said yesterday, Vice President Harris was burdened by the Biden presidency, Gaza, inflation, or the promise to elevate marginalized communities, which terrifies we, the white people. And without placing blame, she was obviously unable or unwilling to get away from that. As for efforts, you know, suppression efforts, I'd like to ask your callers, what Democratic state leader has been aggressively removing voters from their state rolls? And regarding your conservative callers or regressive callers, no surprise to me that Gary, CJ, and the other ones are now being sore winners and gloating, because that's what these folks are at the core. And I'll close by saying, I also want to say that I always suspected that Julie, allegedly from Jackson, was a plant of some kind. And today's Goodbye World call only reaffirms this.
Thank you, Barry, well, much, you know, for the call.
One thing we did want to talk about at the beginning of this that we didn't was the fact that right now we have in being demonstrated a difference between the way the two parties, or at least the way the two candidates, have treated transition, okay? Because when Donald Trump was defeated, there was no invitation to his successor to come to the White House. There was no peaceful transition whatsoever. There was no cooperation in the process. And what we have now is, number one, no lawsuits being brought by Democrats to try and upset the election, number one. Number two, we have Kamala Harris already congratulating her opponent. And Joe Biden has already invited him to the White House, and they've already talked about peaceful succession. So I just think that the role model here is pretty clear, and the difference also is quite apparent.
Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy.
Good morning. Well, I just wanted to let you in on a little something I learned from, I'll call him Joe, that I met at a fundraising event about a month ago, who worked with the Defense Department for many decades. And he told me that if Trump initiates a tariff against China, China is going to retaliate against us and hold back all the chips. And I'm not talking potato chips. I'm talking the chips that make our electronics, our appliances, our workout equipment, our Fitbits, our automobiles. They're going to retaliate, hold those chips back from us, and our economy is going to fall to its knees literally overnight.
Hey, Cindy, thank you very much for the call. Jim from Eden. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Yes, good morning, Earl. Yep, thank you. Just want to say I believe that those who dislike Trump are the reason why Trump won on Tuesday. He, back in 2022, was not the favorite, and DeSantis was, you know, really started out strong. But because all the attacks started on Trump at that time, it's changed, and Trump became the leader, and it was because of hatred that was towards Trump.
Hey Jim, thank you. Thank everybody who made the show go. I mean, we could not do this without you. You know, we're coming here Monday through Friday, and you, the listening audience, we give you your say. It's not about Sandy and I, it's about you. So, you know, keep on doing what you're doing. We're going to keep on giving you the opportunity. Up next, Jane Mattenair, Mattenair on Air, along with Greg Bach. Enjoy the weather. See you guys on tomorrow.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy. One of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabe, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.